Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You guys all remember this. Now, if you're on social media platforms, I need to show you some things really quick. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, go to the right side of the page. Social media platforms, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or what you want to do, friends, is you want to go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. You guys remember this, right? I just played this a couple days ago.
Friends and family, if you're vaccinated and boosted, but what is your advice to people about larger settings for New Year's parties?
Caitlin, I would stay away from that. I mean, I have been telling people consistently that if you're vaccinated and boosted and you have a family setting in the home with family and relatives, but when you're talking about a New Year's Eve party, we have 30, 40, 50 people celebrating, you do not know the status of their vaccination, I would recommend strongly stay away from that this year. There will be other years to do that.
Yeah, stay away from that this year, says their Anthony Fauci, you know. I got a question for everybody. Who voted Anthony Fauci in to be an elected representative? Why would the mainstream media ask Anthony Fauci what we should do for the New Year's? I proposed this to you on Saturday. Question, why are people asking Anthony Fauci what they should do? Why are people asking the head of the CDC, the corrupt CDC, what they should do? Why are the people asking the WHO? And actually, it's not the people asking, as you all well know. This is the mainstream media teeing it up to suggest to the viewership that those that are in front of them are being asked the question as to what they should do, okay? This is how the sheep are led about. Now, for those that are paying attention, you do realize that they're doing the exact same thing with that of Bill Gates, right? And again, the question that's being proposed here, and it needs to be proposed and laid to your candor, is why is he being put up as if someone or somebody that needs to be asked as to what we should be doing concerning what's going on here? How is it that Bill Gates, right, the one that pays Anthony Fauci to play the little henchman that he is, how is it that the mainstream media and their useful idiots are asking that of Bill Gates concerning that of vaccinations? I didn't know that he was a qualified doctor. Check this one out, folks.
Do you think the federal government or state governments or the very least federal government should mandate if you want to get on an airplane, you have to be vaccinated. If you want to get Social Security, you need to be vaccinated. If you want to get whatever
benefits, yes to all of it.
They give, you need to be vaccinated for. Is that something that the U.S. can and should do?
Why would the mainstream media being asked to ask the questions to that of the likes of a Bill Gates? Because Bill Gates is paying for it. Okay, we all know that he's paying for it. And isn't it interesting that he would tee that question up to that of Bill Gates and to Anthony Fauci? Let me show you this. Anything that could get people more vaccinated would be welcome, said Dr. Anthony Fauci when asked about potential vaccine requirements for, guess what? Here's the mainstream media putting the microphones and the cameras up to Fauci again. Notice the question that was just being proposed to Bill Gates, showing you how they work hand in glove to set the precedent. Keep in mind, friends, not either one of these individuals is an elected representative. Bill Gates is not qualified to talk about vaccines in any sense of the word. He's not a doctor, friends. But yet the microphones and the cameras are being put up to his face and asking him the question. Let me go to the next point that I want to make, because you all know that Anthony Fauci now, friends, wants to make sure that if anybody that gets on an airplane domestically, he wants to make sure that they're vaccinated, right? Who asked him? That's what I need to make people aware of. Who asked him? Why is it that our said representatives and our federal government are conceding to the likes of these? That's what you need to be asking yourself today. Look at this one, friends.
Let me ask you about something else from the president's interview with David. David asked about the vaccine, the lack of a vaccine requirement for air travel. There is no vaccine requirement for domestic air travel in the United States. And when the president was asked, should there be one, he said that his team has said it's not necessary at this point. Do you agree with that, that there shouldn't be a vaccine requirement for domestic air travel?
Well, it depends on what you want to use it for. I mean, vaccines.
These are all teed up questions.
For people coming in from other countries.
Just to show you, friends, how invalid they are.
Newly infected people from getting into the country. A vaccine requirement for a person getting on the plane.
Is this how it started, friends?
Level of
nope.
Getting people.
You
to
see how this works when you're dealing with the lawless?
That would spur.
There's no lines, is there? This is what they do: is they keep going forward, just like that tsunami,
which is just
that I talked about
the
almost 2 years ago now.
Getting requirements, whatever that might be. So, I mean, anything that could get people more vaccinated would be welcome.
Wow.
But with regard to the spread of virus in the country, I mean, I think if you look at wearing a mask and the filtration on planes, things are reasonably safe. We want to make sure people
yeah.
keep their masks on. I think
yeah.
the idea of taking masks off, in my mind, is really not something we should even be considering.
Now, wasn't this the same Anthony Fauci that said masks don't work? Just like the manufacturers of the mask? Yes. Do you see this double talk? Do you see what people forget? And then do you see how they win the game because they keep pushing the narrative? You know what's out of sight and out of mind? The law that condemns Anthony Fauci, the law that condemns Bill Gates. And again, the question is, why are the microphones and the cameras being put up to the face of Fauci and Bill Gates and the CDC and the WHO at every given turn? How come it is, friends, that we're being censored concerning the facts of the matter? Because if it were true, what we're telling you, friends, because we need to understand that we are not in it together with the likes of an Anthony Fauci or a Bill Gates or corruption in federal government or corruption in state governments. We're not. This isn't two teams, friends. This isn't like sportsman's conduct. We're not playing out in such a fashion. What this is it's the righteous versus the unrighteous. That's what this is. And until people realize that this is not a game and there's no middle road or middle way here, friends, this is going to continue on. These people are unqualified. Never have you seen the law that condemns the likes of what they're pushing concerning their propaganda narrative. That's the question that you must propose to yourself. We're going to come back, friends, and we're just going to cover what's going on in the world really quick while America is fast asleep waiting for the bad guys to set the narrative again. Okay, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Billy Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just wanted to give you a shout-out really quick. Yesterday, folks, we've been playing by the rules of the arbitrary concerning the despots in big tech companies. And it's interesting, just last night, after broadcasting the show about the Supreme Court, when you see this, you'll never trust them again. Well, of course, I got another strike on YouTube. Now, this is the second page that we put up, okay? And they said that I was violating community guidelines, okay? See, friends, what Americans need to understand is big tech companies are, in fact, subversive to American government. Well, Bradley, you've said this before. Well, I'm saying it again because they're censoring people that are trying to tell you that they're acting in an unlawful manner, which makes them criminals, okay? Well, I'm glad you heard about it, friends, but have you done anything about the corruption? They're censoring free speech. They say that the law, somehow or another, goes against their what? Community guidelines, so therefore they're censoring anybody at will that counters the narrative that is being rammed down your throat 24/7. This is Facebook. This is YouTube. Friends, I cannot overemphasize the danger of what's being played out and what's being allowed by big tech companies in this country. It's dangerous, dangerous business. Speaking of which, I just highlighted over the last couple minutes here during the first segment, Fauci telling us what we should do for that of the holidays in the new year. He told us we shouldn't get together. And then I highlighted the fact that he wants to now make sure people are vaccinated before they can get on an airplane. And then I laid to your candor, friends, where has he become an elected representative? I also highlighted the fact that Bill Gates was being asked a question by the homosexual Anderson Cooper, who is a CIA agent, in fact. And it's interesting how he was asking him the questions concerning questions that should have been laid to the candor of a doctor. And of course, it's not going to be laid to the candor of a doctor because a doctor's not paying for the narrative that Bill Gates is setting through the likes of the NIH and Anthony Fauci. and the CDC, okay? One of the things that I wanted to highlight and correlate concerning the conversation that I'm having right now is the fact, because this does correlate perfect, censorship and what is being said here. Isn't it interesting that it's Bill Gates setting the narrative? It's Bill Gates being asked the questions because, again, he's the one paying the bills. What's also interesting to note is I brought this up several times, and I need to bring it up again for people to remind them of what Bill Gates said. Bill Gates said the world has about 6.8 billion people. He said that's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on vaccines, he said healthcare, reproductive health services, murdering babies, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. Remember, he said to lower the world population from 6.8 billion, which is headed up to 9 billion, right? So he wants to lower it by 3 billion. He said if we do a really great job on what? He said vaccines. Now, I want you to understand that the mainstream media, Google, big tech companies, and all of the useful idiots are hand in glove, lock in step, pushing the same narrative that Bill Gates didn't say that. Okay, and people, you know, sometimes they stare at you with this blank look in their eyes as if to suggest you're a conspiracy theorist for telling you what Billy Bob himself said. And keep in mind, his daddy was on the board of Planned Parenthood, and Billy Gates, his dad, said that Bill Gates received his, you know, his idealistic ideologies is what he said concerning of what needs to be done on this earth through the fact that his dad worked at Planned Parenthood. So he was influenced by a bunch of murderers, which, by the way, was not tolerated all the way up until 1973 in this country. But going back to the big tech companies, this is what I want you to catch. The big tech companies are saying that what he said, in fact, is fake news. Okay? He said it was fake news. That's what he said. And all the big tech companies are saying that he never said it. Now, I want you to understand something. Before I play this really short clip here for you, in audio for you, I want you to also understand, friends, that I didn't keep anything out of context before. I didn't keep anything out of context after. Okay? I left nothing out. I'll play it in whole so you can see how he put it into play concerning what did, in fact, come out of his own mouth. You can lock this onto your computer, download it, save it, because they will delete it sooner or later, because they want you to believe that somehow or another Bill Gates and the likes of his little henchmen are looking out for you, when in fact that is not what they're doing. Matter of fact, what he said back in 2017 concerning lowering the world population is exactly what they're doing right now. And don't stand back and get mad at God for what the Lord has already showed you over and over and over again concerning his warnings as to what they are in fact responsible for. So let me show you in context what Bill Gates said here. And again, I want you to see it for yourself, and I want you to hear it for yourself. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Let's go ahead and watch this concerning what Bill Gates said so you can see it for yourself. World who now wants to make you safe by injecting his vaccinations into you and your children's bodies.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
And what is of interest that he and his wife have already put themselves out there as some vaccine. Now, I don't know if it's just me or not, but I don't know what I could add to or take away concerning what he said in that statement. But it wasn't like he was hiding anything. He felt safe enough to share that information with those people in that building. Little did he know that it would come back to bite him in expose concerning the crimes that he's responsible for, concerning the people on a global population. And that is, in fact, my friends, what is happening. I also wanted to let you know, too, if you're a first-time viewer, listener, also consider that Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, by the way, they are being charged right now. Someone said to me the other day, that's a thing of the past. Really? Is it a thing of the past? If it's a thing of the past, it's a thing of the past because you let it go. So don't sit there and throw it off like someone's not staying on top of their game here, brother from another mother. The fact of the matter is we're not going to stop giving you the information that you need concerning the crimes of Bill Gates, so he is prosecuted. I know how many of you out there, when it comes to my 2 Timothy 4:3, how you love to have teachers itch your itching ears, and you want to hear this, that, and a little of this guy over here, and a little guy of that guy over there, because you want to keep yourself entertained. Well, the fact of the matter is, Jesus said, he who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. We stay our row until we see it through. Because, again, justice guards our liberties. But what I wanted to highlight here, friends, going on from that little rebuke, is the fact that he also, both Melinda and Bill Gates, came up with 2 years ago, you can Google this, they came up with a patent called Luciferis. And we have none other than Northrop, Christiane Northrop, MD, who the world loved until she turned on them, come out and say that there's never been anything like this before. Just so you understand, friends, what is going on. This isn't a game. This isn't a theory. This is a reality. What people need to do is shut their televisions off and deal with what's going on here. Now, there is some good news going on, because we have in San Diego right now, COVID-19 vaccine mandate for students is struck down by the courts. And again, friends, keep in mind, we have good people in positions in government. That's why we're still a constitutional republic. And so don't forget to strengthen these people by standing with them when it comes to the laws that the Lord has bestowed, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. I also wanted to show you what's going on over in other countries. Again, this is all brand new information. Ravi Starbucks said this, and I want you to listen to what he said, okay? Because the conservatives of the day are finally starting to catch up. This is happening all over the planet. Why isn't it on your TV screens? Well, I'm here to tell you, first of all, come out from among them, be separate and touch not the unclean thing. 2 Corinthians 6:17 and James 4:4. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. We have no business watching television, okay? Because there's nothing good on television, because the good people in this country have allowed the little leaven to leaven the whole lump that we're called and commanded by God to purge, okay? But I want to show you what's happening, friends. He said, remember the saying that the revolution won't be televised. Of course it won't be. And this is what they meant. He said, people want freedom, not mandates. People are tired of government trying to control every single part of their lives. Well, it starts with you shutting off the television. It starts with you going to your local capital and not just protesting, but calling forth the impeachment of your said representatives that are, in fact, giving this a pass. Folks, if they're not standing against it, it's because they're guilty of it. And just this last week, we highlighted the fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene, who claims to be the defender of the people in her state and on a federal level, who basically goes out and she calls those that tell you to wear masks, she calls them mask Nazis. She basically condemns the vaccine mandates. But yet we found that Marjorie Taylor Greene is, in fact, responsible for investing into stock concerning Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca. So you need to understand that you must lawfully remove them and then prosecute them, because without it, all else fails when it comes to our freedom. So we're going to come right back. I'm going to play these audio videos for you as to what's going on across the world. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Former Nevada Democrat Senator and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid died Tuesday after a lengthy battle with pancreatic cancer. President Obama on MSNBC upon hearing the news.
And work to get something. And he has never forgotten the path he took, and he knows that there are searchlights all across the country, and there are kids just like he was.
Senator Reid was 82. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas made a rare visit to Israel for talks on economic and security issues with Israel's defense chief, Benny Gantz, last night Israel time. It was the Palestinian leader's first such visit to Israel in more than a decade. It's being reported the two talked about implementation of economic and civilian measures and emphasized the importance of deepening security coordination and preventing terror and violence. USA Radio News. The cruise ship industry is under the watchful eye of the CDC.
The CDC is actively investigating or observing 86 cruise ships following COVID-19 outbreaks on board. The affected cruise lines include Disney, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian. The cruise ship industry staged a comeback in September and put several preventative measures in place to curb the spread of the virus. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
On Tuesday, the FAA confirmed in a preliminary report that there were two crew members and two passengers killed in a plane crash east of San Diego in El Cajon. The Learjet belonged to AeroMedevac and offers air ambulance and air transportation services for critical care patients. The National Transportation Safety Board said the small jet was on an instrument approach to runway 17 at Gillespie Field just before crashing a mile and a half from the runway. Rain may have played a factor. We're wishing you and your family all the best for 2022. We are USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, friends. Wait until I get to some of these audio videos for you, because there's some brand new videos all over the world where they're literally in the millions in the streets protesting and defying the corruption, in which I'm highlighting as to what the American people in many cases are conceding to or submitting to, like a bunch of good little serfs, right? Well, Bradley, why do you talk like that to us? Well, listen, if you're not one of those that's bending the knee like a good little serf, then I'm not talking to you. You shouldn't get mad at me. You should get mad at those that are bending the knee and adding strength to the tyranny, in which is so emboldened to continuously push forth their agenda regardless of what your laws state. We should be in this together. You shouldn't be mad at me for telling you the truth. And again, if it doesn't apply to you, you shouldn't be getting mad at me. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We got David calling from Alabama. What say you, my friend? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Mr. Dane. I just want to ask you one question.
Sure.
Do you think that these vaccines will be triggered when they crank up 6G? Because I've heard that every time we've gone up in technology to a new electromagnetic level, Spanish flu started when they started radio and so forth and so on. And then every time we had another step up, we had another disease. Do you think in Scripture, when it talks about you're not mad like us, you know, do you think these vaccines will be triggered when they crank up 6G and make a... Because China wants what we got, right? So basically, they want everybody dead, so...
Okay, so, David, with all due respect, what should our conversation be? Because we all... You just said China wants us dead. I'm highlighting right now Anthony Fauci, which we know is a criminal. And this just didn't start just yesterday. We know Bill Gates is responsible for crimes against humanity. We know that the CDC is corrupt. We know that the WHO is corrupt. So instead of talking about what they're going to do to us next, don't you think the right conversation would be, well, we know who the bad guys are. Now, 350 million people, due to the fact that we are the law under God, don't you think it would be our responsibility to peruse the Constitution and find out what it says as to how we're supposed to lawfully deal with them to stop their intents towards innocent people? Which one do you think sounds more noble and honorable?
Well, what you just said does, and you got a point. You got an irrefutable point.
Yeah. See, this is what's, David, and I'm not racking you on top of the head, brother. I'm just simply saying this is how conservatives continuously lead their listeners down the road of destruction, because they continuously leave off the resolve that they claim that they have in answer to the dilemmas in which they face. We need to, because we know who the bad guys are, the people in this country, like in other countries, need to rise up and lawfully deal with those that are responsible for pushing forth that which is illegal, not just in America, but all over the world, David. So here's what I always like to tell people. Live your life where the bad guys are worried about how you live your life. Don't worry about what they're going to do to you next. Stand up and lawfully deal with them and put a stop to it so they don't do it to somebody else. That's my objective here. That's my message. And I don't know if it's just me, brother, but that is Christianity. That is patriotism. And that's what we're called to be in America. And if we're out of gratitude, so thankful for the ultimate sacrifice given by those that have sacrificed themselves in giving us the freedoms, again, fighting off tyranny in third world countries, why is it that the American people, if they're so thankful for their freedoms, why is it that they're submitting to tyrants like what it is that our forefathers fought off, you know, back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s? Why is it that Americans have been desensitized to submit to them here in their own backyard? That's shameful. And we need to get this right, David. So here, let me suggest this. Get in the Word, okay? And when you get in the Word, you're going to find out where the Lord tells you what it is that we're supposed to do. And if we truly love Him, we're going to keep His commandments. We're going to establish judgment. And we're not going to be talking about what the enemy's doing, but we're going to be sending a message to the workers of iniquity that we are not going to tolerate you any longer in our backyard. That, to me, is going to bring about the resolve that we need to hand off to our kids, because, in fact, David, that's exactly what our forefathers did for us. I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Okay, well, you know, Scripture does say, rebuke a wise man, and if he's wise, he will take that and use it. So I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll quit worrying about the enemy. I'll start worrying about the Lord.
Amen. I appreciate you, David. I really do, because that is the message, folks. The message is don't worry about what they're going to do. Here, let me show you what's going on, because it coincides with what David was just talking about. Look what's happening all over the world. And Robbie Starbuck is right in asking the question, why is it that the world, and this is Italy here as a matter of fact, why is it that the world is up in defiance? The world is up in defiance concerning what's going on. And the American people, what are they doing? They're allowing Anthony Fauci to set the next narrative. Now he wants to make sure that you get a vaccination before you get on an airplane. He doesn't have any authority to do that. Did you just hear during the break, friends, how the CDC is investing the cruise lines? Since when did they become a law unto themselves? Folks, you must put them in check, because they are assuming authority that has never been given unto them by we the people. Never, ever, ever. Why is it that they're acting in such a fashion to say that they're now investigating the cruise lines? It's not for them to investigate. That's what we have a legend. That's, by the way, that's what we have a Justice Department for, friends. That's why we have law enforcement across the United States of America. And by the way, it's not even for them to investigate the cruise lines. If people know that there's a virus let loose on these said cruise lines, then guess what the people are going to do? They got enough sense to know not to get onto the boat. But that's not what's happening. They're driving the narrative. Now, do you understand the communist tactic? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. They're creating all of this, and then they're assuming authority, and then they're trying to get you to take on the fact that they have the authority, when in fact, they don't have that authority. Here, let me show you another country, friends. This is Downing Street. And I want you to check this out. Look at this. Did you hear about this on the mainstream media? This is the world. This is the world up in arms right now. And sadly and shamefully, the American people are allowing Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and the corrupt CDC to set the narrative. Well, Bradley, you keep saying that. Well, then put a stop so we can go on to the next initiative. You know, our objective here is to stay on the offensive, not on the defensive. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Don't sit there and call yourself a Christian if you don't know what a Christian is or what it is to be empowered by the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost doesn't lead you to sit there and allow this corruption to take place. The Bible is clear in Ezekiel 36 that when we get the Holy Spirit through a born-again experience, John 3:3, now going to Ezekiel 36, guess what happens, friends? He gives you his judgments to keep and to do them. And the Lord is known by the very judgments that he executes. So therefore, if the church would do its job in this country, Anthony Fauci, that of Bill Gates, the head of the CDC, the WHO, and many in the federal government and in state governments right now would be indicted, friends, for their crimes against humanity. But that's not what America's doing. No, America's asleep. America's, again, waiting for Anthony to set the next narrative. Is there come a point, Americans, where you become ashamed for what you tolerate? You're an embarrassment to the rest of the world, especially for all of you little sheeple going right along with what is taking place in this country. Well, you all know that it's a fraud from the very beginning to the end. It's not a virus that's attacking you, Americans. It's not a virus attacking you, Americans. It's a totalitarian government that wants to establish a global order. What else needs to be done for you to see this? What needs to be taken away from you before you see this, friends? Because I'll tell you what, I can hear it knocking on the door right now. You're a half a step away from complete dominance from a totalitarian government because of your apathy and your tolerance. I'm going to take Dan from Ohio. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Dan. How are you, my friend?
I'm with you, Bradley. Your sentiment is exactly how I feel. I think you know me. I'm loud. I try to talk to people. I tell them about Christ, but also tell them about what's going on. And Bradley, these people, they're in a trance. They do not want to wake up. They either believe Trump is going to save them. They believe that, you know, just it'll all go away if we just do what they say. I just tell you two incidents in a mindset.
Hey, Dan, really quick. The only thing going away right now is them etching away at your God-given rights. That's the only thing going away, because the virus isn't going to go away until they get everything they want. And if that doesn't tell you what the objective is, nothing will. But go ahead.
Oh, I understand that. And you know, people say, geez, Dan, calm down. I'm like, no, you don't understand what's going on. But I work with the guy, and, you know, he's just rah, 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 back to blue, and that's okay. But I showed him the clip of them going after the five-year-old kid. I said, yeah. You back to blue in that? He goes, yes, I do. And I said, Chuck, are you serious? He said, I back them. And I said, that's a mandate. I said, those cops are law enforcement, not mandate or feeling enforcement.
Yep.
He goes, well, that's what happens in those leftist states, like New York. I said, so in other words, people standing up to unconstitutional orders deserves the police doing unconstitutional actions to them? Is that where you stand? And it's just unbelievable. Another guy I work with, I showed him the clip of Tedros saying how, you know, we shouldn't be killing babies, but we need to give them to the adults. And I showed him that, and then 2 days later he says, oh, yeah, I got my booster.
Yep.
These people either have a death wish or they just don't want to listen. They are complete denial of what's going on, Bradley, and it hurts to watch, because, you know, it's almost like, I think it's in a book of Matthew, where we need to dust our feet and we need to really start associating with like minds, because, you know, so many of these people are so, you know, so much into just doing what they say that they may not be valuable allies when the true problems start.
Well, just like the Bible tells us in the book of Amos, those that attempt to refuse the judgments of God, they're the first ones given to the sword, and that's probably what you're seeing right now. Got to take a hard break. Thanks for the call, Dan. Totally appreciate you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. Dr. Mike Spaulding here, pastor of Calvary Chapel of Lima, Ohio, and the host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live, and you are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio with my good friend, Bradley Dean. Stay tuned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because that is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We all know that. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, right? We know that there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Acts 4:12. So anyways, one of the things that I wanted to cover until Dan called in was that you just heard during the break that Harry Reid, corrupt man, I mean, this guy was the pith and marrow of what a politician was. I said was. Harry Reid, how many times this guy's played the Judas towards the American people to, what, to accumulate wealth unto himself. You know, isn't it interesting that the Bible is clear when it tells us, because, you know, Harry Reid just died, right? The former Senate Majority Leader. He dies at 82 years old. And it's interesting to note that Mark 8:36 tells us, for what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? I bet that is rung through him, his ears, his soul, his heart, his mind, a million times since the minute he took his last breath, because he faced my daddy right then and there. Just think about how many times that guy betrayed the American people for wealth. What is it for a man to gain the whole world, Harry, and yet lose his own soul? I wonder who has that wealth that he accumulated through fraud against the American people today. Because guess what, friends? He can't take it with him, can he? And he surely didn't. And you know what? It cost him his soul, didn't it? Well, Bradley, who are you to judge? I'm just giving you the judge's word, friends. We're to judge and we're fruit inspectors here, right? Fact of the matter is he was corrupt from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. He made his choice, and now he paid the ultimate sacrifice in recompense on that day of judgment. Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, verse 8. I want to piggyback something that Dan just said during the last caller from Ohio, just a couple minutes ago during the last segment. And I want to go over to you, because, Dan, what I see, and listeners, what I see, and viewers, what I see, is I see more people defying what's going on because things are coming to the light. To those that have been trying to, well, keep their fingers over their eyeballs because they didn't want to see the truth, circumstance is giving them information now where they're forced to pull down their finger from their eyeball so they can no longer be somehow or another deceive themselves into believing that they're excused from the facts, which is the most backwards thing I think I ever heard of, Isaiah 59. But this is what they do. These are the people that you could transport to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. Well, they're having to see it now. And many of these people that are having to see the truth now, as it comes out little by little, Luke 12:2, are those that have already been vaccinated. Isn't that interesting? Now, those that have been used as guinea pigs, as experimental to take the experimental jabs, are now wishing they would have never did it. Okay? Because I see a majority of the people on the other side of what Dan sees. They're awake. They're standing against beginning to defy. Not to the degree that they need to be, but a good portion of them are. But I want to show you what Dan is talking about. You guys all know who Candace Owens is, right? For some reason or another, she has garnered favor to have the President of the United States of America during an interview. And I want to show you why the said conservatives, yesterday's liberals, they're worthless in so many different ways, Matthew 5:13. But I want to show you how this is controlled opposition. Candace Owens is controlled opposition. Ben Shapiro is controlled opposition. The mainstream media concerning the good conservatives of the day, for the most part, they're controlled opposition. Okay, they're making sure that you don't get out of line. Okay, and this is what people, Dan, are feasting on. This is what people are feasting on, people, are the people like that of Candace Owens, who is doing everything in her power to justify a Donald Trump rather than justifying the law against the likes of the Donald Trumps that are promoting these experimental jabs and are in fact responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of people today. I want you to see this video because this is second to none when it exhibits the exact point in which Dan was highlighting. This is what they're feeding on, Dan, just for the record. This is what they're feeding on. This is a view on why Trump is promoting the experimental COVID jab. Listen to Candace Owens, controlled opposition, do her best to defend Donald Trump, not the law. Look at this. It's coming into play here.
They're good. And here he believes that because he comes from a generation
She's speaking for Donald Trump, just for the record.
Get, like how old Trump is. He comes from a generation. I've seen other people that are older have the exact same perspective. Like, they came from a time before TV, before internet, before being able to conduct their independent research, you know, and everything that they read in a newspaper that was pitched to them, like they believed that that was a reality. And one of those things was, you know, this push for vaccines and believing that people were going to die without vaccines. And so I believe that his support of the vaccine is genuine and it's not based in any corruption.
It's not true at all. Both Robert Kennedy told us that that was not true. And the same thing with Dr. Martin told us that was not true because documentation was delivered to the President of the United States of America before any of these things that took place. Okay, he knows exactly what he's doing and he was paid to do it. Just for the record, let's get back to Candace Owens.
I think he actually believes those things, and people that are saying how is he ignoring all of the people that are being injured, and
listen carefully,
you know, people are sending Rumble videos and all of these, you know, websites, obscure websites. I believe also that he only reads the mainstream media news.
Okay, now hang on a second. So Candace Owens, Mrs. Keeping everybody in line here, which controlled opposition does. They go no further. They're not a threat to the establishment. But it's interesting that Candace Owens is defending Donald Trump by saying the only thing he watches is the mainstream media. Wait a second, Candace. I thought Donald Trump told his followers for 4 years that the mainstream media is fake news. So you're defending the indefensible here by saying that that's all Donald Trump watches. Well, I thought, again, just reminding everybody that Donald Trump has been reminding all of us that it's all fake news. Why is it that he would feed on fake news then in believing the vaccine if he said the mainstream media does nothing but promulgate lies? Isn't this hypocrisy? Doesn't this stink to high heaven, friends, concerning the hypocrisy going on here? Let's finish her indefensible speech on Donald Trump here, friends.
Believe it or not, I do not believe that Trump reads or partakes in any other news sources. You know, I don't believe that Trump is on the internet, or you know, that he necessarily uses the web to try to find obscure websites. I think that he just relies on typical mainstream sources. So I don't think that there's anything evil going on there. I just wanted to say that because...
Yeah, I don't think there's anything evil going on there, friends, but Donald Trump is now attacking his supporters, telling them to get behind his vaccine propaganda push, and he's also telling them, listen, if you don't go along with me, I'm just going to say you're a small portion of people, and I'm talking about his supporters who are now turning on him and seeing him for who he's always been, like I told you 5 years ago. And I've done nothing but show you the fruit that he has produced over and over and over again. And regardless, you still got mad at me. And you're mad at me for telling you as to how you're being lied to. You should be thanking people like me, not hating on people like me. Let's go over to Dr. Martin really quick. And I want to propose that to Dr. Martin concerning what it is in the innocency of Donald Trump not knowing exactly what he's pushing. Well, what does Dr. Martin have to say about that?
Let's face it. Drug dealers are the largest endorser of political campaigns in America.
Biggest lobbyists by almost double. What, twice
by,
the oil and
by
gas?
By close industry. To triple. By close to triple now. So the fact of the matter is, if you hold the drug dealers accountable, they hold you accountable and you don't get elected. And that has got to stop because Trump's morality was for sale for 30 pieces of silver.
Exactly. And notice how
American
he's equating
lives.
It.
To the drug dealers.
He sold American lives to the drug dealers, said Dr. Martin, the one that they're doing their best to censor.
Yeah, that's a heavy, it's a heavy thing to even explore.
I'm going
to
play this out, folks.
Do you think there could have been any kind of NDA or something that would have stopped him from speaking in a certain way about what's happening with these vaccines?
You know, I try as best I can to stick with the evidence that I have in my possession.
Listen carefully.
What I do know is that on the 19th of September, when he signed, 2019, when he signed the executive order that included the mandate for vaccines that included recombinant technology, recombinant gene technology, in September of 2019, Seth, there was not a single reason for that to be an executive order. There's a lot of things wrong. Remember that during that period of time, we did have another emergency use authorization going on. And people forget this. We had another EUA, and that EUA was on the opioid crisis. Now, it turns out...
Okay, so what he's doing, friends, is highlighting the fact that Donald Trump sold the American people out to the highest bidder. Okay? He's the one that actually wrote the documentation that was handed to the president that was ignored, as well as the DOD that was ignored. This is all a conspiracy, friends.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.